When prayer is desperate, psalms satisfy. Psalm 86, 11 through 13. Written and read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Psalm 86, 11 through 13. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love toward me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. The other day, I was spending my communion time with God among the Psalms, and in response to my searching, he paused me at Psalm 86. Have you ever tried inviting God's leading in this way? Simply opening your Bible and moving your hands through the pages, eyes closed and heart in prayer, can be a meaningful way to exercise faith. I sought God's presence in this time of prayer for an answer to my anxious thoughts. Confession, I have a tendency to seek God in prayer to help me or deliver me or, quite frankly, make my wishes come true. But today, he would remind me that we seek God because of who he is. As I desperately prayed back the words of Psalm 86 in its entirety out loud, it seemed as though the Spirit had commandeered my voice. I felt mysteriously connected to the terrified David of ancient days. And call me crazy or faithful, but I felt David's voice supernaturally commingling with mine in harmony. I was humbled and struck by a realization that the entire story, all of humanity, and all of time is in God's hands. And even though David may have been afraid, there's a really bright side to this psalm. The beloved Charles Spurgeon comments on this psalm that it can be divided into three portions, each ending with a note of gratitude or of confidence. If you read it aloud, you will see that as a prayer, it cries for help. However, it consistently surrenders that anxious longing in favor of grateful praise for the one who the psalm describes as merciful, incomparable, marvelous, and abounding in love. Its final words declare that the Lord has indeed helped me and comforted me. My Bible side notes suggest that as you read Psalm 86, you can then choose one of the loving attributes of God that it contains and thank him for it all week. An exposition of this verse reveals that the words of Psalm 86 are being spoken through David and into our hands today by Jesus. One commentary explains, in this psalm, Christ, the Son of God and Son of Man, one God with the Father, one man with men, to whom we pray as God, prays in the form of a servant. For he prays for us, and he prays in us, and he is prayed to by us. He prays for us as our priest. He prays in us as our head. He is prayed to by us as our God. Maybe this is why God desires us to open our Bible. Because he's speaking to us in words that deliver, then, now, tomorrow, and for eternity. Whatever you're crying out to God about, Jesus has also been through. And he's seeing you through it, right beside you, now. He writes this psalm for you, as a way of casting your anxiety on him and choosing instead to be thankful, to know that God was, is, and will forever be your provider and the source of all hope, joy, and life. Each line that falls down in desperation is picked up by praise. and you come away having prayed this psalm, knowing that God can teach you the truth, give you an undivided heart, and deliver you from the depths of even the grave.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.